Acts 6, verse 8 through 15. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
The word of the Lord. Well, what a day for our daily rhythm. We have a very, and when I say very, I mean very special guest, Ben Washer, reading the scripture for us today. And what a passage to jump in on. So, of course, yesterday we did the memory verse, but on Saturday we talked about the deacons. We talked about the how these deacons were chosen, how they were, I guess, commissioned or affirmed by the body of believers. And then here goes this deacon, and he is out serving the Lord. He's showing the power of Christ through him and these signs. And man, the people do not like it. It's very interesting to me, just looking at the life of Stephen, and I don't mean to get ahead. But of course, you know, you have Stephen here, like his Lord, asking later, this is going to come later in the week, but, you know, asking God to forgive these people. And it's in a sense, he's doing just what Jesus did, but in a sense, even right here, he's doing what Jesus did. He's saying that the temple is going to be torn down, or he's saying that, that Christ has come to bring redemption and, he has come as the Messiah. And of course, this is kind of the first Jewish phase. This is not quite, we're not to Roman persecution of the church yet, but we're seeing this Jewish persecution of the church, the same kind of persecution that put Jesus to death. Now we see here in the life of Stephen, and we're going to learn more obviously as we read on, but what are your thoughts on the passage, Ben?
Well, I mean, the first thing that popped in my head was, people can really come against what's good for them when they have something else to lose.
Yeah, that's good.
So there's power to be lost. There's influence to be lost. And here Stephen's trying to tell them something that can save their soul, but they don't want to hear it. They find a way out of it, find a way not to confront, you know, the truth of Christ. So I think that plays, you know, a part in larger situations, but also in our own heart, we try to find a way out of what might be the truth for us in the moment that we need to hear.
Yeah. And it's easy to be, I mean, one of the things that struck me, I think, is just how easy it is to be kind of stirred up. You know, here, I mean, what is Stephen doing? He's doing actual signs among the people. He is speaking these things that really haven't been investigated. It's the same kind of accusations. You know, I can imagine what Stephen's really saying here is, look, a new temple is here. A new salvation is here. It comes in Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. And as you kind of said, rather than investigating that, people were just stirred up.
Right.
This can't be true. This can't be right. The people that had the most to lose created these falsehoods, these lies that ultimately ends up with Stephen dead.
Yeah. And I loved what you alluded to. You said not to go ahead, but Stephen's heart in all this, that after all of this, he was compassionate like Christ was. And those, the very people that were against him and wanted him dead, you know, his heart was for them to see the truth ultimately. So he had kind of an unoffendable heart.
Yeah, that's
good. He wasn't looking to be offended. He was looking to serve.
It's interesting that Luke here makes this note that he had the face of an angel. Like, it must have been such a memorable face. And I don't exactly know what he means by that.
Well, sitting across from you, I know exactly what that means.
No, but I mean, was his face, you know, kind of glowing or something? Or was it some sort of supernatural thing? I kind of think it was, despite all of this, Stephen was at peace. And that struck everyone so powerfully in this moment.
That's an interesting way to think about that. I think kind of think, well, it must have been glowing because angels glow. But I mean, but really it's just bringing peace.
Yeah, you know, I think truth and peace. He's sitting there with like the confidence of communion and union with God. Mm-hmm. So even though he is being, I mean, I love this, even though he is being, you know, lied about, even though he is being misrepresented, even though he is, you know, being, he's, you know, the anger is rising up against him. He has poise. Mm. And that's really such a beautiful thing. Now, I'm getting way ahead now, but obviously Stephen at the end of this is killed for his faith. But it's interesting to me. Jesus in Acts chapter 1 says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, to the ends of the earth. The gospel doesn't get out of Jerusalem until Stephen dies, until Acts 8, really. And then all of a sudden, you know, we see Philip in Samaria and we see the gospel, we see the Ethiopian eunuch, we see the gospel creeping out of Jerusalem. And I think just one of the things that's interesting to me is in persecution, as tragic as it is, I mean, obviously we have a great friend, Josh Youssef, who deals with Christians that are dealing with what Stephen's dealing with all the time. But it's actually in that persecution that you see gospel advance.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, just hearing the stories and hearing Josh's stories and how he interacts with the persecuted church over there and the way that they talk about the Lord in the midst of that persecution, it is like they have the face of an angel.
Yeah.
You know, they're encountering that and Christ is bringing them so much peace and they have so much hope in him. And it's a situation that we can't imagine here being in. And we think, you know, what would I be like? But they're, you know, they're being empowered by the Holy Spirit and they're able to face that.
May we have the face of an angel today. That's a good word to end on. So for our very, and I mean very special guest, Ben Washer, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.